The Best Revenge by Stephen White. This one's in memory of Peter Barton. There are two tragedies in life. One is not to get your heart's desire. The other is to get it. George Bernard Shaw. If the desire to kill and the opportunity to kill came always together, who would escape hanging? Mark Twain. Prologue. 1997. If Kelda James hadn't been wearing inch-and-a-half heels and the toilet paper roll hadn't been empty, Rosa Aliha would probably be dead. At about 10:20 that morning, Kelda had excused herself from her fellow FBI agents and followed directions to the restroom. Down the long hall, go left, last door on the right. The bathroom was a step up from what she had expected to find, given the tacky condition of the rest of the building. She was relieved to see that the sink was reasonably clean, and the toilet seat wasn't stained with yellow coins of urine. The only problem was that there was no toilet paper on the cardboard roll. Kelda stepped back out into the hall to retrace her route and retrieve her shoulder bag and its stash of tissues, but noticed the closet marked utility adjacent to the bathroom. The knob on the door wasn't locked, and she found herself staring into a space about 6 feet square. A window was mounted high on the wall, dividing the small room in half. A jumble of brooms and mops leaned against a cracked porcelain sink on one side. The opposite side was stacked with particle board shelves, piled high with what appeared to be a lifetime supply of paper towels, soap, disinfectants, and toilet paper. Kelda reached onto an upper shelf for a fresh roll of toilet tissue and reflexively glanced over the sill and out the window as she rotated back toward the door. The window overlooked the alley behind the building. Across the alley was the back of a single-story, light industrial building, not noticeably different from the one that Kelda and her FBI colleagues had just...